Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The adventure love story, The Underground Taxi, by the talented author Maurice Hall Buchanan, is the story of Harry Johnson, a regular guy just scratching out a living as a cabbie, when a young woman hops into his taxi and changes his life forever. A fictional story based on actual facts about a brutal dictator, Idi Amin, who ruled Uganda from 1991 through 1979. Maurice was born in Roxbury, Massachusetts, moved to Florida where he began to seriously pursue writing. He's published his screenplay, Amos and the Red Deer, and now his first novel, The Underground Taxi, published by Gotham Books, and has several others ready for publication. And Maurice Hall Buchanan, author of the action-packed, fast-paced, suspenseful historical novel, The Underground Taxi, is our guest on This Week in America. Maurice, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
What a job you've done in this. I love this story, and we'll talk about what all went into this, but you've captured this great story. You tell it in a way that we don't want to put the book down, even though it's 2 o'clock in the morning and we need to get some sleep. We want to find out what's going to happen next in this story. But I'm fascinated by your background. How long have you been writing?
Oh, ever since I was a child. I used to make up stories with my toys. And as I grew older, as a teenager, I wrote comic books. As a teenager, I did a little, and I always wrote all the time. And then when I grew older, I decided to get serious about writing, and that's how come I came up with this first publication of Underground Taxi.
What inspired you to be a writer? You did it sort of for fun and growing up with the comic books and the toys, and you told stories and learned the skill of storytelling at that time. But what really inspired you to think, you know, I actually could be a published writer. I would like to be a writer. Where was the inspiration from that?
When I was in high school, I had an English teacher named Mr. Stevens. He instructed the class to write a play, and this was right up my alley. I said, oh, this should be very interesting. So I wrote the play. It was called Trapped in a Corner, and he loved it. And so he made copies of it, and we had the whole class do this play. And he gave me like a triple A for that project. And so ever since that, Mr. Stevens gave me so much confidence about writing, but I never really took it seriously. I did it like as a hobby as life went on.
Yes.
But I never really took it seriously until I got a little older. Then I began taking it seriously. Seriously.
I understand a lot of your friends said, you've got all of these stories. It's time you write a book. What kind of motivation was that? Did that encourage you to, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I should start writing books and publish them.
Yeah, because all these ideas was coming in my head.
Yeah.
And it just coming in my head. I never thought anything about it. And finally, the movie came out. Mall Security Guard came out. And I had that idea, and they made that into a movie. So I said, you know what, let me start writing stuff down. And that's when I began writing. That's when I began writing things down.
The book we're talking about is The Underground Taxi. Our guest is Maurice Hall Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. His website is books by mauricebuchanan.com. Book available at Amazon, Gotham Books, Inc., the publisher, Inc.com. And we've got all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the main goal in publishing this book? What story did you really want to tell? Could you touch on a number of topics in the book so well written, The Underground Taxi? What was the main goal for publishing this book?
I just wanted to get it out there. I've been writing this so long, and I just never took it seriously. And then this idea came up, and I just kept thinking about it, and I kept writing it and writing about it. And I finally decided to put it out there. And that was my main goal, just to get it out.
Tell me a little bit about the main character, Harry Johnson. I mentioned he's just a regular guy who ends up in a strange set of circumstances that literally changed his life. Tell me about Harry and the situation that changed everything for him.
Well, Harry is like you said, he's just a regular guy, a regular taxi cab driver. He's got caught up in this mess. He was going to go bankrupt, him and his partner. Desmond Williams, and they were going to lose their cab company, and so he was desperate for money. So this young lady, this African woman, came into his cab and just changed everything for him. She offered him money to drive her to Boston. Of course, she had a little background of her own, little problems, you know, with the police and FBI and people behind her. So he offered him. She's a rich woman. She has a lot of money, a rich college student. So she offered him a substantial amount of money, and he just couldn't turn it down because, you know, like I said, he was going through bankruptcy.
Yes.
And that's how the whole thing got started.
You know, it's interesting. You've got a number of themes going, different action in the book. Not too much that we get overwhelmed. Sometimes people give us too much. You've got just enough there to keep us interested. How did this whole story develop? Did you have this outline before you started the book, or did you start writing the book and maybe some of the story evolved that way?
Yeah, I had this idea way back in, believe it or not, 1981. You know, that was about a year after Idi Amin fell.
Oh, yes.
And the idea just came to me, and then I just, you know, when you write stories, bits and pieces come, and you add on, and you add on, and you add on to it. And this idea came up years ago. And then other ideas came up in my head years ago. And like you said during the introduction, when I came down here in Florida, that's when I decided to, you know, let me just get all these ideas out there. And then that's when I decided to publish. And that was my first book, by the way, The Underground Taxi. So I plan to write other ones, too. The ideas that I have in my head now, I plan to get that out there also.
You've done such a wonderful job with this, and to find out it's your first book. I mean, you nailed it with book number one, The Underground Taxi. You've got all the elements that make this a real page-turner. The book is written by our guest, Maurice Hall Buchanan. His website is booksbymauricebuchanan.com. I've got all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A little bit of history, too. You go back and touch on the disco scene in the 70s, a recollection of the Vietnam War. Talk about picking up that particular area and doing research. It's historical fiction. It's not a documentary. But you need the history to be realistic so people can relate to that. Talk about putting the story together historically from the 1970s. What was that like for you, the research in putting this together?
Well, I grew up in the 1970s.
Yes.
Right there during that time. And I did do some research through the computer and the library. But yeah, I was around that time. So yeah, that's basically my main research was being there. I was alive at that time. So yeah.
And Idi Amin is an interesting character, and I'm familiar with him, but it becomes into better focus as you're reading Maurice's book, The Underground Taxi. Let's talk about character development. You've got the main characters you talked about, others that are involved. You do such a nice job of developing these characters where we visualize them as you're telling the story. What was it like to developing the characters and then doing the dialogue, the storyline with them?
Oh, well, the characters just came into my head, you know. And some characters I built on of people that I know, some. And that's how I did it. Just came to me. I just in my mind. I imagined them. They were there, and I just wrote them down.
What was it like? It mentioned when you moved to Florida, you started taking this seriously, being a writer. What was it about that move that got you thinking about writing and deciding to write and finally publish the works that you've written?
Oh, okay. Well, what got me in the move was I was a security guard at one time, and I drove a school bus, so I had time to think about writing, and I had time to write down some of the things when I was a security guard. And these ideas just came to me, and basically, that's how it happened. I had time on my hands being a security guard and a school bus driver, and I just wrote down all these ideas that came to my head.
What are you working on now? I mentioned you've got some other books ready to go. How many books have you published? Is Underground Taxi, is this that was the first one? Is this the only one that's out there, or do you have others?
Well, Gotham Books is in the process of publishing another book of mine. It's called Straight in the Army. It's about the 761st All-Black Battalion during World War II. And that's in the process of being developed. And then I got other books that I already written down that I plan to publish later on. One's called, Amos and Redbeard. That's going to be a book. I got Three Spades and a Joker. The Reluctant Informer. And that's about it. I got Fletcher's Farm. I got that there. So I got a few books that I plan to play, but the Straight in the Army is coming out next.
Well, and you can follow the nice thing with Don's website, Maurice's website, booksbymauricebuchanan.com, is you can go there and check information, what's available, when these other books that Maurice has talked about will be coming out, to book available wherever books are sold, Gotham Books, Inc., the publisher, Amazon, usual places. Link on and purchase by going to Maurice's website as well. I mentioned you bring the story to life. It's a very visual story. The characters we can see in their mind as we're reading. It really jumps off the pages from a graphic standpoint. Any talk about this maybe being a movie, TV series, something like that?
There was talk about somebody saying about being a movie, but I'm not sure what's going to be how that's going to work out. But there is talk of the people have called me about making it a movie, but I don't know. We'll see about that. We'll see about that.
As you're writing, the tension is there. I mentioned this is a page-turner. You don't want to put it down, even though maybe you should because the sun is coming up and it's time to get a little sleep before you have to get up and go to work. But you really don't want to do that. Talk about the skill and the challenges of telling a story and not telling too much all at one time, but maintaining that tension, that page-turning that you have in your stories. That's a gift, isn't it, to be able to do that? Because you do it so well. You don't give us too much at any one time. You keep us interested.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks, Rick. Yeah. I don't know. It's just something I possess since, like I said, since I was a kid. Playing toys, my toys. I had G.I. Joe toys. I had other little toys that I played with. And I made up stories since I was a child. And I did that as a teenager. A young teenager, I wrote like comic books. So it was just something I guess it was a gift, I guess. I don't know what else to call it, but it's just something that I established since I was a child.
That was all prep for what you're doing now. All of that you did back then, and maybe friends and parents thought, you're wasting your time reading a comic book. No, that came back years later. You're able to draw on that experience in the career that Maurice has as a writer. This book is The Underground Taxi. What's the favorite part of being an author for you? What do you like? I love the enthusiasm, the passion you have. What drives you as an author? What's fun about this?
When I was a child writing, getting the ideas out and then having people appreciate it. I especially liked it with my sisters and friends and people. They come to me and tell me how much they like what I wrote. And I get a sense of accomplishment from that. So, yeah, I enjoy having people telling me that they like my story. So that's one of the things I like about writing.
What writers influence you? Who do you like to, when you find they got a new book coming out, you want to make sure you grab that as soon as you can and look forward to reading it? Who motivates you as a writer?
I like Robert Parker. I really like Robert Parker. Unfortunately, he passed, but I try and read all of his books. I like his style of writing. I also like Sidney Sheldon. He's also a good writer that I read a lot. But those are my two favorite authors right there.
How long did it take you to write The Underground Taxi?
Oh, well, I had it in my mind for many, many, many years, but, how long did it take me to write that? I'm going to say maybe 5 to 6 months.
Oh, okay.
I already had the idea in my head. So, just get the dialogue and everything put together. It took about 5 or 6 months to write it down, yeah.
I mentioned the passion, the enthusiasm you have for writing. You're talking about these ideas just come to you to write. Are there times when you've got to walk away from the computer for a while because you're just not really getting anywhere? Are there the writer's block type of situations that you find yourself in from time to time?
Well, now, coming up with new ideas now. But with all the other books, I have these ideas in my head for years and years and years. So I really didn't have a writer's block, but now I do. because now I'm trying to think of new stories and new ideas. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but it's just not coming to me like it used to.
What are the stories that interest you? Maybe sort of a general theme in the books that you've written. What are some of the topics you like to dig into and to write about?
The topics I like to write about?
Yeah, you've got the underground taxi here, and you've got, you know, a little touch of history in these, and just the characters you've got. What are some of the stories you like to tell?
Oh, well, I love stories about World War II, like the one that I just now wrote.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that has a lot of history on there. I had to do a lot of research on that because that took place in 1940s during World War II. And I was very interested in the 761st Black Battalion. And I had to look that up. And I was very interested in that. And then also gays in the military back in those days was tough. So that's also a little flavor in there, too, about this gay soldier who was black that was in the military. So, yeah.
In reading some of the reviews, some of the people say, boy, we love this story, The Underground Taxi. I hope the story continues. Is it possible you'll do a sequel to Underground Taxi?
a couple of people asked me about that, and I was thinking about it, but I just can't think of how to come up with a sequel. Maybe later on it will come to me. I have a few basic ideas, but I don't know if I can come up with a sequel. I'll work on it, though. I will work on it.
That's interesting. You're not going to force it, are you? If it doesn't come out naturally, you're not going to sit just to do it. You want to make sure you've got that motivation to continue the story.
Precisely. Exactly right. Yeah, yeah. I want to be able to feel right about it and have it flowing, and then I'll be able to do it. I don't know if it's because of the age or what, but it's just not coming to me. But give it time. I'll probably think of something.
Well, we're fortunate that you thought of Harry Johnson years ago and have written about him in this book. A little bit more about Harry. Was this based on anybody you knew? Because here's a guy that's got flaws like all of us, and he's got opportunities here, and he's juggling all of this in his life. How did you develop Harry? Was that based on anybody in particular?
No, just a little of me, a little of somebody else I know, a little of somebody else, just a basic person, you know, like different types of people that I based Harry on. And also, I gave him the name Harry because in the book, his mother is a history teacher, and she loved Harriet Tubman, so she thought that he was going to be a girl, but he turned out to be a boy, so she named him Harry. So that's how I came up with the name Harry.
The book is The Underground Taxi. Our guest is Maurice Hall Buchanan. We've got a couple minutes left on the program. All the book information on his website, booksbymauricebuchanan.com, and you can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'd like to talk about your writing. You are now I put you in the category of a prolific writer. You've got a number of ideas, a number of books you're working on. How does that work from a standpoint of routine? Do you have a certain time that you set aside to write? Do you do it when you feel like I've got something to say now and I'm going to clear some time and do it? What's the discipline like to be a writer? Because it's just you that's calling the shots.
Yeah, right. When I was working as a security guard and a school bus driver, I had plenty of time to write. Right now, I'm a bus driver. I work for the county. So I don't have that much time on my hand right now, but I find time, like on the weekends, I might put aside some time to write. And sometimes I might take some days off from my job there, and I will write. But it's harder now because I don't seem to have that much time. But when I retire, which I plan on retiring in a few years, I will have more time to write, and we'll see what happens from there.
What's it like when you can slip into these worlds that you have created? Is that something you look forward to? It's like, okay, I'm going to leave real life behind now, and I'm going to tell the Harry Johnson story, or I'm going to go tell the story of these people that fought in World War II. What's it like when you slip into that world?
Oh, I just sit there, and I like history.
Yes.
I did very well in history when I learned history, so that plays a factor in it. I think about the things that happened in the past, and then I add that onto my stories. So I sit down, I think about it, and I write, and it just flows. And like I said, these are ideas I had in my head for years, so it's easy. It's easy for me to write.
The book is the first one published by Maurice, The Underground Taxi by Maurice Hall Buchanan. The book is a historical novel. You've got suspense, it's fast-paced, it's action-packed, it's got great characters. Book is available wherever books are sold, published by GothamBooksInc.com. All the information on Maurice at his website, booksbymauricebuchanan.com. Links on our website. And, of course, Amazon, the usual places. Maurice, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again and talk about the new books. Congratulations on the success you're having with The Underground Taxi, making a lot of people lose some sleep but happy about it because they like the story you're telling. Thank you for being with us on the program. A pleasure. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Rick. Thank you.
It is our pleasure. Maurice Hall Buchanan. Once again, the book is The Underground Taxi. His website, booksbymauricebuchanan.com. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And that's the program you're listening to. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.